Spring made an ever so brief appearance yesterday, but went back into hiding as February is getting started. No doubt we'll have more ice and snow to contend with. Amy Diaz, editor for the Hippo, says, well, this weekend's a good time to get out on the ice or have a drink with ice. She joins us now with some ideas for getting out and about in New Hampshire. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So I see in your notes you've got something here about an ice bar. What's this?
Yes, the Bedford Village Inn is holding their annual ice bar. This is the third year that they've done it. It started Tuesday and runs through Saturday.
What is an ice bar?
Well, so they've brought in 50,000 pounds of ice, and they've created bars made of ice as well as ice sculptures. And the idea is really just to get outside and have some fun, you know, on the patio in the courtyard area, kind of the way you would on a summer night, except it's in the winter and you're doing it around all these ice sculptures. You're making use of what we have here, which is cold.
Has the weather this week affected the ice bar?
I was speaking with the owner of the inn, and they have these coverings that go over the ice to help deflect some of the heat, to keep them nice and cold. And also, these are pretty beefy sculptures, so they're going to stay nice and cold. And he said, you know, they made it through the week last year.
Now, do you think this is something that we're going to see more of in New Hampshire? I know in other places in the world, they have things like ice bars and, you know, kind of an outdoor culture in the winter. You know, why don't we have that here in New Hampshire?
Well, I asked him, why don't we see more of these? It really is costly. You know, he said he's spending about $25,000 on the ice alone. There's another $7,000 or so on the lighting. It really takes a lot to get this going. You know, a lot of logistics, a lot of extra staff.
You're building an outdoor nightclub, essentially.
Out of ice.
Yeah.
Out of a meltable material.
Something else to go going on with ice this weekend. If you missed the Black Ice Pond Hockey Tournament in Concord last weekend, here's another chance to see a pond hockey classic up in Meredith.
Yes, it's the New England Pond Hockey Classic. It starts today, Friday, and runs through Sunday. There are about 200 teams participating, and each team plays two games, and then on Sunday there's playoff games, and it's, you know, it's a really kind of a different pared-down hockey experience.
Yeah, there's pond hockey, so it's not quite as pristine ice, I'm sure, but there's a different format, right?
Yes, it's a smaller rink, there are no goalies, and you're playing 4-on-4. Mm-hmm. And most of these teams are 6 to 8 people, so everyone's really getting to play a lot. And, you know, it's kind of a getting back to basics hockey.
So what else is going on besides hockey?
They have a concession area, and then one of the sponsors is also setting up a public skating zone, so you can bring your skates and get out there on the ice yourself.
So if you want to do something maybe inside, a little warmer, this is a really interesting exhibit over at the Courier. I love your notes here. We're talking about samurai weapons and armor, a 9-year-old's dream, as you put it.
Yes. So this is over at the Courier Museum of Art in Manchester, and the exhibit is called Lethal Beauty. And it starts on Saturday, and it really highlights both the beauty of these samurai pieces that are just gorgeous. And when you look at them, they're so well crafted, but they're also very deadly. You know, they have a lot of swords on display. I was lucky I got a sneak peek. And you look at these blades, and they're just the most precise things you have ever seen. I was talking to the curator. He said, when they pull them out of the box, everyone takes a step back because they're beautiful, but they're also very frightening.
Weapons as a work of art. There's an enduring fascination with samurais in pop culture, but, you know, is this something that would interest kids?
Oh, absolutely. You know, so the curator, I was talking to him, he has a 10-year-old son who loves Power Rangers. If you think about it, there are elements of samurai, you know, in Power Rangers. Think about Star Wars and mm-hmm. the Jedi. You know, there are some elements of the code of the Jedi and the code of the samurai. You know, there are pieces there that look like they're straight out of a movie. Helmets, masks that have bear heads on them, very fierce masks with horns. I think this is one of those that's going to appeal to everybody.
So, ice bar, pond hockey, samurai swords. Busy weekend.
Absolutely.
Amy Diaz, editor for The Hippo, joins us many Fridays to give us tips on events going on in the Granite State. We'll have links to these events on our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. You can find more information there. Amy, great to see you.
Have a great weekend.